News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, another warm start, 60 at our studios at Airport and 65. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Top stories of the day on the way, plus Dr. Bill's forecast. All coming up right after Kane has traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department still not working in the accident. State Troopers are I-10 eastbound at the 7-mile marker. A car in a ditch, again, not affecting traffic. The Bayway, the Causeway still looks good from Dolphin and Spring Hill all the way towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. Hobbytown, USA on the corner of Schillinger Road and Airport has the latest innovative products like remote control boats for Pro Boat, easy to fly electric aircraft from Hobby Zone and Park Zone, and ground pounding cars and trucks from Losi. Call 633-8446. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. 800-834-1141. That's 800-834-1141.
708 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way with our weekend weather scale, which I don't know. It's not looking real good for the weekend. Mm. Rain part of the mix over the weekend. And some cooler air gets in here by Sunday night.
Hopefully not as bad as last week's weather report, because I was in the 1.3s. Yeah. We haven't had that in a long time.
Let's talk about something that's positive out there. E-commerce sales hit a record high over the holiday season. We'll talk about that and talk about what the stock market's doing in just a second. Plus, President Trump calling out the players in Syria to stop the violence. President Trump sends a warning to Assad and allies for continued Syrian military offensive going on. Talk more about that coming up in sports.
Well, we've had a couple bowl games yesterday, including one where a referee got punched in the face. And today, 5 more bowl games, 4 more tomorrow, so plenty of football to talk about.
That's what makes the news from the game. Not the actual football playing, but the punch on the field.
Yes, the referee getting an inadvertent punch to the eye.
All right, and also on our website, front page of fmtalk1065.com, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, getting very close here to awarding the Alabamian of the Year, and it was now just 2.
Yeah, we're down to the final 2 in Alabamian of the Year, so vote today, vote over the weekend, and early next week, just in time for the moon pie drop, we will have the 2019 Alabamian of the Year, and we are left with 2, the anti-toll movement or Bruce Pearl. That's our final 2 options.
All right, so vote online, front page of FM Talk 106.5, right under the logo for 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That's my buddy Trey. He and his crew at 1-800-GOT-JUNK making New Year's resolutions come true. You think about it. If one of your New Year's resolution or your only New Year's resolution is to get organized, declutter in 2020, well, better to take the first step now and make that appointment time to have 1-800-GOT-JUNK come to your home or your office, or even if you've got a storage unit you've been paying on dutifully year after year, you want to get cleaned out, get that done with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. New year, get off on the right foot and set yourself a deadline. This is what I love. This is just the way a lot of humans work, me raising my hand being one of them. A deadline will motivate you to get the stuff identified as junk and get the process of getting cleaned up and straightened up for 2020 done at your home or office or wherever you want to get it all straight. So you do that with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They're online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com or pick up the phone and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll make an appointment time on a day and a time. None of this spectrum, none of Tuesday through Friday from 8 to 5, they'll give you a day and a time y'all will agree on. They'll set the appointment. They show up. They quote you the price. If you say yes, they get to work and get you started on your New Year's resolution. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And remember, vote in the Alabamian of the Year. Final round, front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, the stock market has been setting records, and this time of year is not usually when that happens. More on that from Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One.
Usually, trading is kind of light in the days between Christmas and the New Year. Many on Wall Street take some time off, and not much news is made. But when the closing bell rang yesterday, stock prices had risen into new territory. The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% and reached a new all-time high. The NASDAQ Composite closed above 9,000 for the first time ever. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up almost 106 points to 28,621, setting yet another new all-time high. In fact, stock prices have climbed so much, the S&P 500 is up 3% this month, 8.6% for the quarter, and 29% since the beginning of the year. Much of the increase this last quarter of the year was due to talk of a phase one trade deal between the U.S. and China. Jeremy Siegel is a professor of finance at the Wharton School. Now that the trade war appears to be cooling off, he doesn't think we'll see a reversal.
The question is Trump is, you know, approaching election in 10, 11 months. The stock market has been his biggest positive point. He cannot at all tolerate that turning south on him.
But he doesn't think this upward trajectory will continue as is.
I think 2020 is going to be a lot tougher than 2019. Not a bad year. And in fact, if we could get a real trade deal with China, it could be a good year.
When it comes to a phase one trade deal with China, it remains to be seen whether one side or the other is benefiting more. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Pretty interesting. And going to play out big time in 2020 what this economy does and how it looks for the presidential stakes in November. All right, 714 FM Talk 106.5 News 5 is on the way. Plus, we'll check in with Larry Kirby from LCM and also Dr. Bill with that weekend weather scale.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems. Tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord. Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hardworking folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
I'm Katarina Lukatich for WKRG News 5. A Monroe County woman is accused of shooting her niece to death on Christmas Eve. Authorities say Tamika Stallworth fired shots into a car, hitting 10-month-old Jemiah Austin in the face. The baby died at the hospital. Stallworth is charged with murder and is being held on a $750,000 bond. Santa Rosa County deputies are looking for people who broke into an ATM at Penn Air Federal Credit Union in Gulf Breeze. Officials say the suspects were also in a stolen car. A $3,000 reward is being offered for information leading to arrests in the case. Find a photo of the suspects on WKRG.com. If you see a lot of first responders at Mary G. Montgomery today, don't worry. School officials and local law enforcement are teaming up for an active shooter training drill. That drill will run from about 8 this morning until noon. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Lukatich, local coverage you can count on.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Loser, failure, victim, washed out, underdog, thrashed.
Presenting a list of the kind of people we're not looking
whipped,
for.
Wimp, slob, licked, wiped out.
A list of people who will not rise above their own fears, doubts, and uncertainties to move ever forward towards success. So if you're one of those people,
fallen, finished,
we're sorry we wasted our breath on you. We had to weed you out to get to the winners.
Champion, successful, victorious, able to leap tall.
But if you're on this list, congratulations. We want to talk to you. Come work with the most creative people in the world. Enjoy the fast-paced, highly challenging world of radio marketing and push yourself to get out of normal. Quit boring yourself and the rest of us. Apply now. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs at fmtalk1065.com today for your appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
Results-oriented, hardworking, invincible.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers.
Join us on New Year's Day when the Tigers meet the Minnesota Gophers in the Outback Bowl.
On your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by T. Bachelor & Son Heating and Cooling, 639-9222. 34, Azalea City Hand and Rehab with the hands-on approach and the carrot patch. See their stunning pieces on Facebook and Instagram. Pre-game broadcast at 9 a.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
718 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. All the way, Dr. Bill Williams at a weekend weather scale. The last weekend weather scale
2019.
All right, that's on the way in just a little bit. Now let's check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Azalea City Rehab.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Well, the weekend is upon us, and with that comes a couple of Auburn hoops games. The women are back after a 12-day break to host Jacksonville State tomorrow. Coach Flo has done some tinkering in the almost 2 weeks off.
Continue to fine-tune, you know, our defense, get some people moved around. You know, with Robin coming back, we can adjust some lineups and get people in one position instead of having to play two. We're going to look at putting Annie at the four spot a little bit, so getting some work there in those spots.
Robin Benton's return from injury and freshman Annie Hughes' versatility, a couple of things to watch when the Tigers host the Gamecocks at 2 p.m. tomorrow. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
In basketball, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha Insurance policy comes with personal service from a hometown team. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com and start saving today.
The undefeated Auburn men host Lipscomb Sunday. Austin Wiley has made 10 straight free throws and has four games this year where he shot 100% from the foul line.
Just hours in the gym working with our coaches. Coach Ryan Langford, he did a great job with me starting in the spring all the way from the summer then to the fall to now. So we're going to keep improving.
Wiley is a half a rebound per game away from averaging a double-double. The Tigers tip against Lipscomb Sunday at 3. Until Monday, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
I'm Terry Brighton, occupational therapist and owner of Azay City Hand and Rehab and Physical Therapy. For over 40 years, I've treated thousands of patients with mild to severe injuries with an individualized, hands-on approach, the only way to true recovery and continued healing. If you're in need of therapy or feel you're not progressing with your current provider, call me at Azay City for a one-on-one treatment that works. Ask your medical doctor, chiropractor, or even your dentist for a referral. Start your recovery today at Azay City Hand and Rehab and Physical Therapy.
When it comes to retirement planning, we all have different needs, but there's one issue we all need help with: taxes. And if you don't have a plan for your taxes, I promise you, Uncle Sam does. Even though you might not be getting a regular paycheck in retirement, you're still going to owe taxes. It could be on your 401k withdrawals, your investments, or maybe your Social Security. Believe it or not, taxes could be one of the single biggest expenses in retirement. So what can you do about that? Well, you can call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and set up a meeting with Virginia Shelby. She's a certified tax coach, and she can show you how the right tax planning can help you keep more of your hard-earned money. Imagine that. So call 866-917-7327 today to get started on your own personalized Retirement Peace Roadmap. That's 866-917-7327. Or visit them online at retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Safe Harbor Fiduciary, LLC, a registered investment advisor. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You're listening to the newest, boldest, freshest station in Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Talk radio now in crystal clear digital FM stereo. 8 out of 10 radio users listen to FM, so an advertising campaign for your business on FM Talk 106.5 will reach the number of qualified adults it'll take to increase your business. Our listeners are paying attention to what we're saying, not just to song after song. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales, and I'd be happy to talk to you about how we can successfully advertise your business. This is a great economy, and by giving me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, we'll discuss how to promote your business efficiently and economically. Our listeners should be your customers. Let's talk about how to make that happen. The number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're FM Talk 106.5. Let us go to work for you.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, I-10 eastbound 7 mile marker. We've got a car in a ditch there. State troopers are on the scene just waiting for the wreckers. Been a good ride so far from Airport, Dolphin, and Moffitt and 65. Light traffic and no delays across the Bayway in each direction. Daphne, Spanish Fort looking good. The Servants of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art to books and clothing and oddity items, see them online at servantsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
All right, 724 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill's on the way just about 10 minutes from now with our weekend weather scale. Plus, we'll check in with Larry Kirby and what's cooking. We'll ask that question to Alec Naiman for the last time in 2019. Coming up in just a little bit. Online shopping reached an all-time high. According to a first look at this year's figures from MasterCard, e-commerce sales soared by 18.8% this year compared to last year's holiday season. Overall, holiday retail sales also increased by 3.4%. Report excluded car sales, but looked at overall holiday spending trends across all payment types from November 1st, when those that are not procrastinators get started, through December 24th, which is the day a lot of dudes go out and shop. Report found that customers are increasingly turning to e-commerce options over the holidays, and this year's online sales totaled 14.6% of holiday retail. More on that from Steve Kastenbaum from Westwood One.
For the next few days, you'll still have plenty of company in the stores. The National Retail Federation survey found that 68% of holiday consumers will likely shop today through next week. Nearly 50% said they plan to take advantage of post-holiday sales and promotions, and 27% plan to use gift cards. More than half of the holiday shoppers surveyed said they will return or exchange any unwanted gifts within the first month after receiving them. Consumer advocates found that many stores have tightened their return policies, though, so it's a good idea to do some research first. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. It's the last Fake News Friday of the year, and today is also a good day to buy electronics at a discount. Online crooks know this, too, as they phony up product ads with fake versions of products at ridiculously low prices. A great deal of caution is advised. If you even get it, it's a knockoff. The U.S. government seizes millions of dollars of fake stuff coming into the U.S. ahead of the Christmas season. The government of Sarawak in Malaysia had to fight the fake news that the government was sponsoring public holidays on Christmas, December 25th and 26th. Fakiness can be an asset to crime fighting, too. In Pullman, Washington's police department, a newly released prisoner stole presents from under their Christmas tree. All the presents were fake, something he didn't realize till he left. Police won't go after him for it, unless stealing empty boxes is a crime. His gift for Christmas was embarrassment. On the real versus fake Christmas tree debate, fake wins about 80% of the homes that put up a tree. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.
All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and let's talk inventory, Larry.
Well, we got a bunch of it, as always. Matter of fact, I got one trade-in yesterday that I know that you'll enjoy. We traded in a 2003 regular cab, short wheelbase, four-wheel drive, six-cylinder automatic truck with 75,000 miles.
That is a what brand truck is that?
Chevrolet.
All right. That is the Hunt and Camp Special, if I've ever heard it.
Absolutely. And we got 29 other vehicles under $10,000. That one's under $7,000. But we've got, like I said, 29 vehicles under $10,000 that include a warranty. We can get financing on all of them.
Well, okay, that's what I was going to ask, too. This time between Christmas and New Year's here at the end of the year, can you still do financing?
Absolutely. Lenders will be working hard. They're closing out their years, too, so they're being real aggressive, and they got great rates and great terms.
All right. Give us directions to come check out that truck and all the other inventory at LCM.
Highway 98 Plantation Road, online at LCMMotorCars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks. All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. And coming up, Dr. Bill Williams, weekend weather scale. Yeah, this will be the last weekend weather scale of 2019.
I hope it's the best, but I don't think that's going to happen.
We got a little preview last hour. It doesn't look particularly great, but he'll lay it out for us coming up in just a couple minutes. Plus, Alec Damon joins us. We'll find out what's cooking. And a special program note coming up in hour number three of the show, The Year in Review. You know, it's this time of year we look back, like we're doing with the 2019 Alabamian of the Year. We have The Year in Review, the big news stories of the day, and the people and trends of 2019. That's heading your way in the 8 o'clock hour right here on Mobile Mornings.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Katarina Lukatich for WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating after a man was shot at a grocery store Thursday night. It happened at Fulton Grocery on Dauphin Island Parkway. That's across the street from Maryvale Elementary. We're told the victim is expected to be okay. No word on what led up to the shooting or if police have developed a suspect. A Pensacola woman is accused of attacking another woman with a hammer on Christmas morning. According to an arrest report, 29-year-old Brittany Davis thought the victim stole from her, so she reportedly grabbed a hammer and hit the victim repeatedly in the head. Davis is charged with aggravated battery. The new year is around the corner, and that means it is almost Mardi Gras season. The parade schedule has now been released. The first is on January 25th, when the Crew de la Dauphine will roll on Dauphin Island. In Mobile, the Condi Cavaliers roll first on February 7th. Find the full schedule on WKRG.com. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luktich.
Holiday rebates continue at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Receive instant rebates on your purchase, up to $300 off the Franklin, Lincoln, or Fatboy safes in stock.
And receive a matching amount from Liberty Safes.
All Liberty Safes have a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire. For a limited time, 18 months 0% interest with approved credit is available on any purchase over $2,000. Get the Liberty Safe you really need now and stretch your payments out for 18 months. For service after the sale, go to Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Search continues for a helicopter that is presumed downed on the Hawaiian island of Kauai. Seven people on board.
Around the time the helicopter went missing, there were some strong winds and really blustery conditions overall and some rain.
There's Dan Simon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has scored a landslide victory in a primary race for leadership of the ruling Likud party.
Challenger conceded defeat, saying he will back Netanyahu and do what he can to support him heading into the elections in March.
There's Oren Lieberman. The body of a 5-year-old autistic boy who went missing on Christmas Day has been found. Michigan State Trooper David Cope says the boy's death appears to be accidental.
We're not sure at this point if he just wandered into the water or fell in. We're not sure at this point.
Russia will appeal its 4-year Olympic ban for manipulating doping data. The Russian anti-doping agency sent a formal letter disagreeing with the sanctions imposed earlier this month. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Britain's competition regulator has decided to deepen its investigation into Amazon's purchase of a stake in online food delivery group Deliveroo. The Competition and Markets Authority move to phase two in the approval process could delay the closure of the deal. Web surfers in Turkey will now be able to visit Wikipedia. Its highest court has ruled a government ban on Wikipedia violated citizens' rights and freedoms, including freedom of expression. Movies in wide release today include the animated Spies in Disguise with the voices of Will Smith and Tom Holland. Little Women is Greta Gerwig's remake of the classic and stars Saoirse Ronan and Emma Watson. 1917 is a First World War drama, and Just Mercy is about an effort to free a wrongly condemned death row prisoner. The Nasdaq is now closed at a record high in 10 straight sessions, up 69. The Dow gained 106. The S&P added 16. Futures are pointed toward a higher market open. That's Your Money Now.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a 5-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another warm morning here at our studios. And how warm did we get yesterday?
Yeah, we got up to 70 yesterday, and looks like we'll do it again today. And The normal high is 61, so we're way above normal, and especially the nighttime temperatures. The normal low is 41, and we're looking tonight at lows in the low 60s. So big, big difference. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies. We're starting to get more and more moisture in the air, but we don't have anything to real trigger a lot of shower activity, and that won't occur really until Sunday. So what we'll see is just a few isolated showers now and then. So today, isolated showers around 70. Tonight, isolated showers again, low in the low 60s. And then for the weekend, man, it looks like the best day is Saturday. It'll be cloudy with isolated showers and a high of 72. Then Sunday, a cold front will move in the early afternoon. As a result, we'll see showers and even a few thunderstorms on Sunday, with a high up around 75 degrees. Once that front moves through, we'll cool down into the 40s, rain ending on Sunday night. Monday, beautiful day, sunny but cooler, only 62 for the high, the same on Tuesday. And then Tuesday night, some showers start to move in. And Wednesday, looks like partly cloudy with a few showers, but we'll stay on the cool side, around 62 degrees. So we get back to normal next week. But in the meantime, warm temperatures all the way through the weekend.
All right. You talk about the best chance of those showers Sunday evening. Is that just showers, severe weather? What do you think is going to happen?
On Sunday, with a few thunderstorms, again, that front's going to come through in the early afternoon. So that's going to be best time for heavier showers and thunderstorm activity. And there's a possibility that some of the thunderstorms could produce strong, gusty winds. But right now, it looks like the best chance for any kind of severe weather will be up through central Alabama.
All right, and let's just kind of jump forward here. You talked about it a little bit. Focus on Tuesday, that's Christmas Eve. So in the evening on Christmas Eve, what do you expect?
Well, on New Year's Eve, which I think is...
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean New Year's. I'm stuck in Christmas. Thank you, Dr. Bill. New Year's Eve, yes.
Yeah, Tuesday evening, we should see a few showers develop. I don't think it's going to be a problem. And most likely they will be late in the evening or perhaps after midnight. And temperatures through the evening will be in the 50s. And then on Wednesday, as I mentioned, it'll be partly cloudy, a few showers, and we'll continue with seasonable temperatures around 62 degrees.
All right. Remind folks, too, if they did not get it under the Christmas tree or in their stocking, there's still a chance to get the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac.
Oh, yes. We have copies here in Mobile, and they're free. You'll find them at Mike Ward's, Liberty Safe. Also West Marine, and also Classic Cars out on Cottage Hill Road, as well as Robert Moore Christmastown. If you're over on the Eastern Shore, you'll find them at Old Time Garden Supply, also Autocraft Collision Center, and Billy Langford Allstate. All those are in Fairhope. And we do also have copies out in Robertsdale at the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company. And here at Mobile, you might add to the list that we do have copies at Fox 10 and also the studios right here at 106.5.
All right, Dr. Bill, and this big last weekend of 2019, a lot of stress here because it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, we got lots of clouds for the weekend, and of course, occasional showers Saturday, better chance for rain on Sunday, but warm temperatures. Now, last week, we had some cold temperatures and kind of a steady light rain. Well, that's a little bit of advantage this weekend, so I'm going to go with a scale of 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
5, 8, 4, 0.
So it's an adjustment there for the warm temperatures, because, I mean, still
basically,
rain?
Yes, that's it. And the fact that we don't have sort of a continuous light rain that we had last weekend.
Not a great weekend, but not as bad as last weekend.
That's right.
There we go. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast and weekend weather scale right here at FM Talk 106.5. So there's a positive spin, not as bad as last weekend.
Yeah, last weekend was rough, but I'll take a 1.58. Going into January, not too bad.
All right, 7:40. Well, we have no choice. On the last weekend of 2019, 7:40, we'll check traffic next.
It's all about you, you, you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. Again, that accident, I-10 eastbound 7 mile marker, it's a car in the ditch, not affecting traffic. But accident-free conditions continue through Mobile and across the Bayway. No delays. Daphne eastbound is 4. It's a good ride in. Make plans to attend this year's Moon Pie Drop with musical group Collective Soul bringing in the new year. Get a piece of the world's largest moon pie and join the second line. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure, sample products before you buy, and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
We've got text here, raining in Foley. Okay, so rain in Foley. None at our studios at Airport and 65. It's going to be probably off and on for the next few days, Sunday being the best chance of it. Did you notice, too, that Dr. Bill referenced two songs there when I asked him about the New Year's Eve forecast?
You know, I didn't catch it.
Said late in the evening and after midnight in that coverage. It's just
going to let it all hang out.
That's right, the way my brain is wired. 742 FM Talk 106.5. Hey, coming up next hour, a year in review. So we're looking back on 2019 in the top news stories, and we'll have the hard news stories, the year in review, the big stories. Michael Toscano from Westwood One anchors that. And then the second half of the hour, a little more fun, people and entertainment. John Trout has that. So looking back at 2019 in the news coming up next hour. Plus, we're looking at 2019 through your eyes in our third year of the of the Alabamian of the Year. The voting, y'all nominated the people. Y'all then voted through the brackets, and we're now down to two, Anti-Toll Movement and Bruce Pearl.
Yep, those are the final two there, and both with good cause, too, because the Anti-Toll Movement, I can't think of a bigger news story issue that we had down here all year. And Bruce Pearl, of course, leading the Auburn Tigers basketball team to their first Final Four in program history, and they're undefeated so far this year. So both very deserving contestants.
All right, 643 FM Talk 106.5. Wall Street has just been popping here, even though it's usually a slow time out there. Stephanie Shelton with more.
Just 3 trading days left in 2019, coming off a winning day when the NASDAQ topped 9,000 for the first time. Migraine sufferers, there's a new medication just approved by the FDA. It's Allergan's Ubrelvy, an oral drug which the company says can ease migraine pain within 2 hours, even after it started. If you're ready to spend a holiday gift card, be careful. Scammers are finding new ways to read them and get into your account, so be sure to change the PIN immediately if you shop online. A handful of road warriors are getting a Christmas gift from JetBlue. They fell just short of keeping their Mosaic frequent flyer status, so the airline is gifting them the necessary points and extending their status another year. In New York's Times Square, the Waterford Crystal Ball, which descends New Year's Eve, gets new crystal triangles installed today. On this day in 1932, Radio City Music Hall opened, and on the watch list, crude oil inventories for this week, crude oil prices have been rising since September. And it's Amazon Digital Day, with the biggest savings of the year on stuff like e-games and books.
Sound familiar? Lines down? No internet? Tired of that spinning computer circle? Let's face it, service outages happen. Hurricane season, Gulf Coast storms, road construction where maybe a backhoe digs up the transmission line. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself, how important is the internet to your business should it go down? Did you know most of today's phone systems require internet? Do you have a plan in place to keep your phones up and your employees productive? Hi, Chuck Nylander here with Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to offer our internet failover service utilizing the latest in cellular technology. Harbor's internet failover service comes complete with auto failover programming when combined with our fast fiber internet services. The best part is our basic service starts as low as $44.95 per month. Data and term restrictions apply. That's a small price to pay for business continuity. To learn more, call us today or visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Katarina Lukatich for WKRG News 5. A Monroe County woman is accused of shooting her niece to death on Christmas Eve. Authorities say Tamika Stallworth fired shots into a car, hitting 10-month-old Jemiah Austin in the face. The baby died at the hospital. Stallworth is charged with murder and is being held on a $750,000 bond. Santa Rosa County deputies are looking for people who broke into an ATM at Penn Air Federal Credit Union in Gulf Breeze. Officials say the suspects were also in a stolen car. A $3,000 reward is being offered for information leading to arrests in the case. Find a photo of the suspects on WKRG.com. If you see a lot of first responders at Mary G. Montgomery today, don't worry. School officials and local law enforcement are teaming up for an active shooter training drill. That drill will run from about 8 this morning until noon. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Lukatich. Local coverage you can count on.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go buy McLean Trailers today.
This is Keith Kingan with an important announcement. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. Yes, you heard me. Friends, don't let friends drive junk. That's why Classic Cars has such a great referral and repeat customer business. Our customers are so pleased with the cars they buy from Classic Cars that they tell all their friends and family about the great deals on great cars. When you buy a car from Classic Cars, you won't get junk. What you will get is a car that has been inspected and completely serviced up to date. That means no added expense to you after you drive off the lot. So if you're looking to drive something you can be proud of, come by Classic Cars at 3251 Cottage Hill Road or call us at 479-6676 or visit our website at kingandcars.com. You'll like what you see. And folks, I don't mean to make light of a serious subject. During the upcoming holidays, please remember that friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A referee gets dropped by a punch in the Quick Lane Bowl. I got your full bowl schedule for the weekend, and the Associated Press names its Female Athlete of 2019. It's 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Let's start with yesterday's college football bowl games. Mm-hmm. And the first game of the day, and really the most boring game of the entire bowl season to date, Louisiana Tech shut out Miami 14-0 in the Independence Bowl. It's the only shutout in the Independence Bowl's 44-game history, and it's really a wonder how both teams weren't shut out with the lack of offense in yesterday's game. I mean, it was bad. Tech quarterback Jamar Smith threw a touchdown pass, also had a late scoring run to pull off the win. That gave the Bulldogs double-digit wins for the first time since 1984. The loss for Miami gave the Hurricanes their second losing season in 12 years, and the U has now lost 9 of 10 bowl games because of the Hurricanes' lack of offensive production. Reports came out before the game that the team was expected to part ways with first-year offensive coordinator Dan Enos. Enos went to Miami prior to this year after brief stints with Michigan and Alabama. In last night's bowl game, Pitt beat Eastern Michigan 34-30 in the Quick Lane Bowl. Panthers quarterback Kenny Pickett threw a 25-yard touchdown pass to Taysier Mack with 47 seconds left to pull off the win. It was a back-and-forth game with some high tensions. It boiled over in the final minute. Eastern Michigan quarterback Mike Glass was ejected with 10 seconds left after throwing a punch at a Pittsburgh defender and inadvertently punching an official in the eye. Before his ejection, Glass was 28 of 50 for 311 yards with two touchdowns and one knockout of that referee. The senior also ran for 83 yards and a score. This weekend, bowl season really hits its stride. There are 5 games today and 4 more games tomorrow, including both college football playoff semifinal games. Today at 11 a.m., North Carolina will face Temple in the Military Bowl. The Tar Heels are favored by 5.5 points. At 2:20 this afternoon, Michigan State kicks off against Wake Forest. Spartans favored by 4 in the Pinstripe Bowl. At 5:45, the first SEC game of bowl season, Texas A&M will play number 25 Oklahoma State in the Texas Bowl. The Aggies are favored by 5.5 points in that one. At 7 o'clock tonight, number 22 USC will face number 16 Iowa. Hawkeyes favored by 2.5. That's in San Diego in the Holiday Bowl. And at 9:15 tonight, Air Force will play Washington State, with Air Force favored by 2.5 points in the Cheez-It Bowl. Tomorrow, 4 games, 2 to kick off at 11, the Cotton Bowl, with number 10 Penn State and number 17 Memphis. Penn State's favored by 7. Also at 11, number 15 Notre Dame faces Iowa State. The Fighting Irish favored by 3.5. That's the Camping World Bowl. The first semifinal game at 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, number 1 LSU favored by 13.5 over number 4 Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl. And at 7 tomorrow night, number 3 Clemson's favored by 2 points over number 2 ranked Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. American gymnast Simone Biles was named the Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year for a second time. Biles is only 22 years old, but she's won 25 world championship medals. She edged out U.S. women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe in a vote by AP members, sports editors, and beat writers. We'll next see Biles in the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. 2019 AP Male Athlete of the Year will be announced later today. 7:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Go watch some bowl games at Butch Cassidy's. You'll find them in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s.
This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
For the SpringdaleToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers have told us no new wrecks in the roadways. Pretty quiet ride again. Still there, I-10 eastbound, 7-mile marker, pulling a car out of the ditch, but nothing else out of the ordinary. A good ride across the Bayway through Mobile, clear, no major delays, and it's a good ride all the way to Malvis and Loxley and northbound 65 to Saraland. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to forge a knife and other fun projects. Class and gift certificate information available at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 7:54, FM Talk 106.5. And it's time to find out what's cooking with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Drunken pork tenders. I like the sound of this.
Well, you know, the drunken part, that's personal thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The pork tender, that's the easy part, you know what I'm saying?
How do we make them drunk?
Well, first of all, it depends on how blurry-eyed you are when you start. If you're not blurry-eyed when you start, then drink first, and then work on your pork loin, okay?
All right.
Anyhow, I don't know. I go out and get me a couple of nice pork tenderloins. I can eat a whole one. I don't know about you. I can eat a whole pork tenderloin. And then I get it, and I just salt and pepper it a little bit and everything, get it all ready for the grill. But in the meantime, I take me some beer, and I pour it in a little skillet, and I get some ketchup and some brown sugar and some dried onion flakes. I mean, I like to actually saute some real onions down, but it don't matter either way. A little salt and pepper and some garlic, and I mix all that up in a bowl, and then I just simmer it down for a little bit. Now, you don't have to cook the pork tenderloin very long, you know. I just touch it off, sear it on a skillet, basically, you know, for like 3 or 4 minutes on each side till I get a nice, nice crust on the outside and everything. Then I pour this drunken sauce over it, this beer. Well, I don't know what you want to call it. I just call it drunken sauce. And then I just finish it off about 20 minutes, you know, until it's cooked all the way through. Next thing you know, we're just eating some drunken pork tenderloin.
That sounds fantastic. And, I mean, people could use this, of course, you know, on New Year's Day. Having some pork, you know, pork and sauerkraut or pork and black-eyed peas, you know, something good for the new year.
Well, I mean, you gotta have a little collard greens and black-eyed peas, stuff like that, you know.
Yep.
To go along with everything. I mean, that's your good luck stuff. And, you know, but it's all-day football, man, all-day football, you know. So you got to have some eggs and grits and bacon in the morning time. And then, I don't know, you got to make you some good old sandwiches for lunch. And then you just nibble and dibble and dabble and all that the rest of the day, you know, on a football
You're going to have recipes ready for people to pick up, maybe to have for that New Year's Eve party?
Well, we do. We've got some pork loins. We got some Boston buns. We got some different things. We can certainly make you some kebabs, and we got gumbo and crab soup and all that kind of stuff. New Year's Day pretty good for you, you know.
Well, how they get in touch with you? I mean, they need to probably do that today, huh?
Well, you know, it'd be nice if they'd call me today so I can plan for them, because we're going to get folks to pick up on New Year's Eve. I'm going to get the crew out of that pretty early. But we're working New Year's Eve night. You know, we've got a few New Year's Eve parties, and then we're going to be closed on New Year's Day. So call me today, 473-3900. Look us up on the web at namanscatering.com. Check us out on Facebook, man. We're having some fun over there, too. So 473-3900.
Thank you, Alec, and Happy New Year to you, and we'll talk next week.
Happy New Year.
There he is, Alec David, and What's Cooking every Friday right here at FM Talk 106.5. Coming up after the news break, the year in review. We're going to look at the big stories of 2019. And reminder, too, you can vote online in our 2019 Alabamian of the Year front page of FMTalk1065.com. Yeah, that's what we call that thing. Y'all check it out. We'll be right back.